The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I need you all to brace yourselves because I'm not sure you're quite ready to hear just how brutal it is out on these dating apps, because my friend just experienced what might be the most offensive thing I've ever heard somebody say to somebody else on Hinge.
You are so responsible for crappy relationships staying together, because there's so much fear out there on breaking up and having to be on these dating apps that I would stay in the worst relationship.
I'm trying to keep these families together, because here is a live encounter of something that happened to my friend on Hinge. She actually shared this on TikTok, and so I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to ask her if I can share this on the show. So for context, this is a close friend of mine from Jacksonville. She is really excited to find this relationship. She is a very devoted Christian. She wants to find Mr. Right. So when she finds this guy named George on Hinge and sees that he has a prompt that kind of strikes a chord with her, she does what you do on Hinge and you like the prompt. So if you want to kind of make that first move and say, hey, I'm interested, I'm liking this to show you that I'm interested, and this is what I'm interested in. So his prompt on his profile, written by him, says, I'm looking for a real, genuine, Christian, Jesus-loving woman who is in touch with her emotions, maturity, confidence, gentleness, and kindness. Prove that you will actually add to a relationship, not steal peace. And so my friend goes, that's beautiful.
I know.
So well written, very eloquent, clearly a mature guy looking for the same things that she's looking for. She's looking for a man of God. He's looking for a woman of God. And she's like, bing, bing, let's like each other. So normally on a dating app, when you match with somebody, that means, hey, I'm also interested. So we can start getting this conversation going and we can maybe go out on a date or do a couple of messages and see if there's some kind of connection there. So this guy named George ends up matching with my friend. So she's like, oh, this is so exciting. I liked him. He liked me. Can't wait for this to go somewhere. Until he sends her a message at 3:44 a.m.
Oh. So he may or may not have been inebriated, but that is speculation.
Well,
it might just be a night owl.
Okay, it could be a night out. Yeah. Maybe he's an early riser, 3:44 a.m. Maybe he's got like some chickens to feed. I don't know. Maybe this guy's a farmer.
Maybe he's very motivated, gets up early to work out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So at 3:44 a.m., George says, hey, Gracie, I wanted to honor you by thanking you for showing your interest in my profile. However, I don't think we are a match. I really do wish you all the best in your search for your future spouse. Blessings, George.
Okay, so just so I have this right. He matches, she matches, they both get the flag going, hey, we're interested. And then before they even talk, he sends this?
This is the first thing he is saying to her. After she has liked his prompt, he has also liked her back. And then Hinge gives them the go ahead to start talking, because normally when you like somebody back, that means, hey, I'm interested. You don't like people that you're not interested in talking in. You just do the X and you get them out.
But what could he have possibly seen in her Hinge profile that would make him send that message at 3:45 a.m.?
Yeah, and just so I understand how the process works.
Yeah.
So when you like each other or whatever, right? Do you still have full access to their biography, whatever you want to call it?
You can see their profile.
Everything.
Yeah.
So there's nothing new to be learned after You like it.
Yeah, yeah. You just see the profile and that's it. There is no reason for him to like her unless he wants to talk to her, because that's the only thing that happens when you match is you get sent into a portal that allows you to have some messages. So funny, Kristen, you should ask that, because my friend said the same thing. She responded and said, then why would you match? And then that little sweaty face emoji where it's like, eh. And then she said, and just by my profile, you decided this? Wow. And then he goes one step farther and really just twists that knife in a little deeper. Oh, and then he sends her a voice message.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you've got like standards or whatever, but I'm trying to be polite. If you ask, you know, if you want to talk to me in the street, I wouldn't ignore you. So why would I behave differently online? You know, it's called having standards. It's called being a man. It's called setting boundaries. And I'm only going off your profile and I don't find you attractive. So instead of saying all that over text, I was just trying to be polite and you know, honor you as a woman. If that's not what you're looking for, then I'm definitely not interested at all. But I have high standards, and I expect respect. So I was just respecting you. If that's a problem, then I think you need to deal with that, quite frankly. And yes, I am now being forward and honest and direct. And again, if you don't like that, well, not my problem.
Wow. Okay, so let's bring this into the real world. You're walking down the street. He's walking down the street. Your friend is walking down the street and they're walking towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he's about to walk past her, he looks at her and he goes, hi. She turns around and she goes, hi. And then he goes, never mind. And then walks down the street. That's kind of the real life example, isn't it?
That's exactly how it is. There was no reason for this man to match with her if he wasn't interested, because now he's just being mean. The beauty of the dating apps is you don't have to necessarily deal with all that rejection. If I like somebody, all I know is it goes out into the ether and maybe they like me, maybe they don't. But if they don't like me, I don't have to think about it again.
Like his initial message is fine if they had like extended conversation, or you know what? No, it's not, because he says he just doesn't find her attractive, which is fine. You have your preferences, you have what you're looking for, and she's like...
But he found her attractive in the beginning.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why, like, that's fine. But why in the heck would you match with, like, you saw her, like, you have access to her entire profile. You can see every single one of her photos. It was in that moment you needed to decide whether or not you were visually attracted to her, and you were not. So why did you match with her?
Kristen, that is why it is so baffling out here. It's war.
Make it make sense.
You know, it doesn't. I can't.
If you're in a bad marriage right now and you're thinking about stepping out, after listening to these stories, I suggest you redo your vows.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown just dropped some huge news with her husband, Jake Bon Jovi. They are parents. They just revealed on social media that over the summer, they decided to adopt a baby girl. They shared a sweet little message on Instagram that said, and then there were three. So now at the age of 21 and for Jake Bon Jovi at the age of 23, they are now parents, which makes John Bon Jovi a grandpa.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Bon Jovi's grandpa now.
That's right.
This rocker guy is now going to be Grampy Bon Jovi.
Good for them.
Good for them, but... Look, Cassie's looking at me.
What?
So I did a little reading because I was shocked. And no, I'm just I have an opinion. I'm going to share it.
It,
just, you don't have to
it
be
sounds
sad.
So beautiful. They're adopting a child. It's not their own. What?
Let's make it ugly.
No, I'm not making it ugly. I'm just saying, like, they haven't been together that long and they're so young. And I know Millie has said, I think her mother had her when she was really young. And I think Jake's parents, John Bon Jovi and his wife, got together when they were really young. So it, like, runs in the family, but I can't help but wonder, and this is from someone who had a kid at like 36, so I'm kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, but I'm like, you haven't been together that long and you just got married, you're so young, like, it feels like, I'm trying to say this in a way, I'm not trying to disrespect them, they are adults and they're allowed to make their own opinions, but as someone who's like further along in life, I look back and I'm like, that is insane to me. At the age of 21, you would willingly saddle yourself, and yeah, I'm going to say saddle yourself, with a kid for that long with someone you just, I know you're married, but God, you haven't been together that long.
To your reaction, I say, you give love a bad name.
Oh,
Thanks, Bon Jovi.
It's a Bon Jovi song, and I tied it into yours.
It's a good song.
Which is what made it funny.
But I know there are plenty of families out there where people have kids at 21, 22, and they are thriving, and it's like the most loving, perfect family. I think they'll be great parents, but I think I have a hard time understanding from my personal perspective the idea of me at like 21. There's no way I would have been ready, and hell, it took my husband a decade to even propose. So for me, like someone like dating for what, a year or so, then getting married and having a kid, I'm like, what?
Yeah, and you know, I've said this a million times on the show too. And the statistics are starting to prove this now. Abby's generation has it right, that people are starting to get married later on in life and having kids later on. Because at 21 years old, you think you know who you are. You don't. You're going to change so much from 21 to 25, 25 to 30 to 40. You're going to change so much. So the real trick is continuing to be in like with the person that you have fallen in love with at 21. And I just feel the same way you do. Like, nobody should be getting married until they're at least 30 years old. And the older I get, I want to say 40.
Yeah. As a later in life parent as well, because I didn't have Jimmy until I was in my 40s. They have the financial means. They also have the energy, and it seems like they have good family support. So I'm like, more power to you. I have the financial means now. My God, what I wouldn't do to have the energy of a 21-year-old to help take care of my child. Right.
Think about yourself, though, where you were at 21 years old in your life.
Oh, no. Not in my life, absolutely not.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I was so incredibly dysfunctional, and I can't even imagine trying to throw a kid into that situation,
man. You imagine turning 21 and then literally 6 months later adopting a child?
Yeah, but she may clearly be way ahead mature-wise where I was at 21 years old, so we might be mixing like apples and oranges.
We are.
Yeah. I am jealous of that baby. That baby just hit the lottery. Millie Bobby Brown's worth $14 million, but Grandpa, John Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
$537 million. He's got four kids. So even if you split that four ways, that's going to end up in Jake's hands. That baby is going to want for nothing.
Exactly. But I think it's something to do with celebrities. When you achieve success and you're kind of an adult so early on, I feel like they're searching for something to give them purpose or something to kind of feel like they've gotten that next step. Because when you're 21 years old and you're Millie Bobby Brown and you're in every Netflix movie and you're on Stranger Things and you're the star of this massive hit TV show and you want to feel like you've kind of taken that next step in life, I feel like for them, they think, well, you know, we love each other and I would always wanted to be a young parent, so I might as well just take this next jump. But I'm kind of in the same boat where I'm like, oh my God, like is there nothing else you want to do? Don't you want to just exist for a little bit before you have to be responsible for another life form?
But think about it. She's a child star, right? She's a child. And so she's already traveled the world. She's already done all these incredible things. So for us, she's practically lived a lifetime since she's 21. And yeah, I'm not saying there's not more for her to go out there and do. Absolutely. My 21 in little Lexington, Kentucky, compared to Millie Bobby Brown's 21, a very different 21.
I do think there is something different when you grow up in that environment. Also, like when you get to that age, you just don't know who's your real friend. Mm-hmm. You don't know who's being authentic with you. And you've probably had this filter system for your entire life. And when somebody comes along, you're probably looking for some real solid roots. So this guy comes along, comes from a great family, and she grabbed onto. I can totally understand why she did it.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
I've got $100. I just don't want to give it to you. Lose Burke's money. All right, this is how Lose Burke's money goes. I got $100 right here. We have three contestants on the line. I'm going to give a very superficial trivia question in just a second. With every incorrect answer, I take $10 away. Goes right back into my pocket, okay? But we start with $100. Today, I really feel like someone's winning today.
You feel you're putting it in the universe?
I'm feeling someone's winning today. Someone's going to take some of my money. Here's the trivia question. You guys ready? 11% of women would do this to have more free time each day. What is it? 11% of women would do this to have more free time each day. What is it? Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you today, Nicole?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Really good. Thank you. Where are you calling us from?
I am a longtime listener calling out of Charleston, South Carolina.
Woo-hoo! I appreciate you guys. We always have Charleston calling in. And thank you for listening on SX. Appreciate you. All right, Nicole, here we go. 11% of women would do this to have more free time each day. What is it? You're the first crack at $100. Go for it.
I would say wake up early.
Wake up early on the board. Nope.
That's a great answer, though.
It is, but man, every second is like a gold bar that early in the morning, isn't it? Okay?
Yes.
Here is Natasha. Hey, Natasha.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, Natasha, where are you calling us from?
Stonecrest, Georgia.
Okay, let's go. 11% of women would do this to have more free time each day. What is it?
Prep the night before.
Good answer.
All that food prep. Do you guys do that?
No.
Food prepping out.
I'm like a garbage monster. I'm like, I need to find one. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm Uber Eats. That's my prep. That is not correct. So we are now down to 80 books.
Mm-hmm.
Elise, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Elise is calling us from
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Elise. 11% of women going to do this to have more free time each day. What is it?
I would say like be single or not spend time with their significant other.
Single or not spend as much time with their significant other.
Elise, no joke, in my head I was like, I wonder if divorce is an option.
Elise, I'm going to give it to you. That's what it was.
No.
It was dump their significant other.
Yep.
11% of women would dump their significant other if it would give them more free time each day. Yes, you got yourself $100.
80.
All right.
Or $80.
Yes,
yeah.
We got $80 for Elise.
It's only worth $80. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Elise, are you in a relationship?
Oh, yes, I'm married.
Okay, don't let him hear this.
Yeah, right. You do not listen to the Burt Show. You do not.
Yeah, clearly, Elise has thought about this before. What's sad is that it crossed my mind as well.
The Burt Show.
If you know your best friend's boyfriend has no intention of proposing anytime soon, but the best friend certainly thinks that he is, do you have a responsibility to tell her that or not? Which was really the question yesterday for texting tutor.
Yeah, so our texting tutor yesterday, Lauren hit us up and she's like, listen, my best friend has tasked me to help her boyfriend propose. She had hit him up numerous times via text and the dude was not responding. So of course Lauren was in panic mode and she's like, my friend, for whatever reason, has it in her head she's getting proposed to this weekend. And I have not heard a peep from her boyfriend. I have texted, double texted, triple texted. This dude has not gotten back to me, which makes me think he has gotten cold feet and he is not going to propose. So we texted with her friend. Lauren wanted to manage her friend's expectations so she wasn't going to have her heart broken this weekend when she did not get proposed to. But we did our due diligence. Lauren let her know, I have not heard from your man. I just want you to know I'm not sure what's going on this weekend. And of course, her friend had all these excuses for her boyfriend. And she's like, oh, no, girl, I'm getting engaged this weekend. Don't worry about it. And we're all like, but the boyfriend hasn't reached out. So Lauren tried to let her friend know, hey, like, I don't really know what's going on. I don't think it's happening. But her friend just was... She's in the DeLulu engagement land.
Yeah, she's walking down DeLulu Lane.
Mm-hmm. And I think your guy's suggestion to her yesterday was start hounding this guy to get some kind of response because he wasn't reacting at all. Ghosted her.
I was like, she should show up to his office, knock on the door and be like, hey, buddy, let's get lunch. If you're going to ignore me, then I'm going to show up and go crazy.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back. All right, so what's happened the last 24?
So I finally got a text back from the boyfriend. Like, I'm super excited. Start off casual. And then he said, hey, Lauren, I actually do need your help this weekend. I'm proposing.
Wait.
Okay, hold on a second. Yeah. So you're,
this is such a dude
so
move.
After we got done talking to you, did you start texting him and then he responds now?
Yeah, like on the hour, every hour I was texting him and he finally texted me back and I was like floored. Because like I told you guys and I told my friend yesterday, like it isn't happening. Turns out. He's been planning this for weeks, purposely kept it from me because he didn't want to put me in like an awkward position of keeping such a huge secret. So now with the proposal set for this weekend, he needs my help to pull it off.
Okay, this guy's an idiot. Like, no offense, but this guy's an idiot because one, your friend enlisted you to help with the engagement, right? And he knew that. So why he would keep it from you, I have no idea. Now homeboy is coming to you literally in the 11th hour asking for your help when you could have been helping for weeks. Like, my dude, you don't hit me up like 48 hours before the proposal and be like, oh yeah, by the way, I need your help.
Okay, I'm just going to play... defense attorney for a second.
No, he's an idiot. Case closed.
Okay. Slam shut. I can understand what his thinking was. It's just that he wanted the proposal to be a surprise. Even though she was supposed to help, he thought, if I give her all the details, I'm not sure she's going to tell the best friend that it's happening this weekend, and I don't want that. That's the only defense I got.
I get this as a control freak, but I also feel like if I was a guy and I was proposing to the love of my life and my best friend, I would want to take all the ownership over that. I don't want her friends involved. I don't want her family involved unless we're doing like a party afterwards. But in terms of like the actual planning, the onus is on me. So maybe he felt a little overwhelmed with this girl texting him, trying to like, you know, figure out how to make the plans work or whatever. And he's like, no, this is my proposal. I'm gonna handle it. And if I need help, I'll hit you up 2 days before.
No, I see. But you know who's overwhelmed now? Me, aka Lauren, because I am a planner. And, you know, now the stuff that you're going to get on Amazon Prime is not going to be like it's going to be the bottom of the barrel stuff because it's the stuff that you can only get delivered in a short period of time. I have a life, too. You know, I can't dedicate every single ounce of my being to this engagement. You should have given me more time so I could properly help you with an engagement that is worthy of my best friend. What are you doing?
Now, as the defense attorney, when I hear your case, I walk out of the courtroom because you're right.
Yes.
Yeah. So in this case now, Lauren, so he's hitting you up. He's like, oh my God, now I'm in a panic. Now I really need your help. You're supposed to drop everything and now you're supposed to help him. Even though you've already texted your best friend and said it's not happening this weekend, which is good. Which is good because he wanted it to be a total surprise, which it is absolutely going to be. Correct? Right?
Exactly. It is. You're right.
I may be projecting, Lauren, on a scale of 1 to 10, how overwhelmed and annoyed are you with your friend's boyfriend, soon-to-be fiancé?
I mean, I'm pretty annoyed, but I'm also really excited for her.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good.
So what's,
I want to make sure he knows that I'm annoyed.
So what's his plan? What does he have you doing?
So he's got a plan to do it on a rooftop at this restaurant where they had their first date.
Okay. Cute.
He's like arranged for the whole rooftop to be private for like just them.
Okay. I guess that's nice.
Okay, come on, Richie in. Rich. All right.
And he asked me to help with like decorations. He wants fairy lights, flowers, you know, the works, and for me to be an undercover photographer type to capture the proposal, but like not be seen, you know, like kind of in the background.
That's a flaw right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing a flaw.
That's exactly how I felt, because my brother asked me to be the undercover photographer. And I think it's hard to wrap your mind about how much of a high pressure situation that is until you're there, because all you're thinking about this all day, and then all of a sudden they just show up. And what if your settings aren't right? What if the flash goes off? If I was you, I would outsource that.
Yeah, I think you can recruit like a manager or server or somebody. All they need is a phone, right?
You need a professional photographer, but you know what's going to be hard to find in 48 hours? A professional photographer!
Well, I happen to be dating one. But she's busy.
Yeah, I know.
She's got things to do. Because you got to hard launch the engagement, and you don't want to do it with some like random photo that was taken off from a distance and it's a little blurry because you had your finger over the lens and now it's a little smudged.
Isn't she partying with you tonight?
Yes, she is.
Okay, but this is until Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so you've now got to find a photographer. I think you really need to listen to Abby's advice on that one and get somebody that is, outsource that.
Okay, and you are a part of it. Does he also want, like, after the engagement for, like, her family and friends to roll out, so then you have, like, a rooftop restaurant party? Like, are you also responsible for enlightening everybody to what's going down tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of pressure. Yeah, this guy is a D-bag. Or it's D-bag behavior.
It's just selfish. He's oblivious.
Maybe that's how we
just
are.
Just dumb, because, I mean, you're thinking a friend can do it, but I'm like, oh, at night with fairy lights, that's really going to mess with your set. It's just a lack of not knowing, right?
But you have to know there's so many things on the to-do list, and to throw it at her last minute is putting a lot on her plate in 48 hours,
I can't believe I'm sticking up for him. I genuinely just don't think that... I don't think it's a dude thing. I think some people just don't understand how much time it takes to like set up fairy lights, to book a photographer. That costs money.
Yeah.
They think it's easy.
Yeah, I'm kind of that guy also. Like, oh, how hard can this be? Here's my big idea.
Oh, we are aware. Very aware. Nobody's more aware of that than Tommy and I.
All right, Lauren. So it's happening on Saturday. Now you got to get all this stuff done.
Tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, today's Friday, right. Tomorrow. At the end of the day, this does work out well, because she is going to be completely surprised, because you told her unknowingly you were part of the surprise. So you have sort of helped this case, right?
No, the bride saw this coming. No one is more surprised than Lauren. And us.
All right, Lauren, good luck tomorrow. Any other last advice for her?
Godspeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just Venmo somebody to do all the work.
Seriously. All right. Let's talk to you on Monday and find out how it all went, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good luck tomorrow, as Kristen said. Tomorrow!
Thanks, guys.
Get it. The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so as you know, if you have been listening to this show for any amount of time now, Cassie's life sucks. For all the good that is going on, she's got great kids that are mostly healthy. She's got a husband that is mostly healthy. It's just been one thing after the other in this woman's life where you just are starting to look at the universe going, mathematically, this doesn't work.
I mean, I'm literally at the point where I was talking to a friend from a couple of days ago who lived in L.A. and she was giving me the name of her energy healer. And I'm like, maybe it's worth a trip to L.A. to see a woo energy healer, because it's just, it feels like it's one thing after the other. And it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, you spill your coffee on you. And then, you know, everyone has bad days. And there are a lot of people, I will say, whose lives are way worse than mine. And I keep that in perspective. And I think it keeps me sane. But
no, there's just two.
I don't know where they are,
but I think there's only two.
But man, it's been a year and 4 months since I have been in my house, living in my house, just because we had trees fall in it. Wind went through the roof. It flooded later. It's just been nonstop. Insurance is dragging their feet and messing around with us. So I haven't had access to like my stuff. I lost most of it. And the other stuff I still have, like I haven't had access to in a year and 4 months. And my family just got COVID and my mom died of breast cancer. And I've lost both dogs in the past couple of years. And it's just, you know, it's these things, if they were spread out throughout life, you'd be like, there are peaks and valleys, but it's all hitting at once. And I'm sort of like, okay, well, I think I've been cursed and I need to figure out what to do.
You might listen and go, well, this is just life-lifing.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, this is on steroids.
Like, we were supposed to go to a Braves game and sit in the creme de la creme seats that I begged and pleaded for the company, and they got us seats. And it was right after Chad's birthday, and Chad, Cassie's husband, was so excited about this. And Bart and I, we were going to double date. We were just, I'm like, let's give this woman just a little bit of sunshine, right? Like, so much. She texted me like 2 days before, Chad's got COVID. And what is going on?
And I should point out, it was the first time my family had ever gotten COVID. We had escaped it until this point. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we were lucky enough to go, 4 or 5 years without catching COVID? And then 2 days before we get the truest seats, we're like, hey, what's up? We got COVID. And it's just, it's stuff like that over and over again, to the point where I'm just like, oh, now I look at the sky and I'm like, lol, good one. That's funny. That was a great next? Season plot twist.
All right, so it was a few years ago that your life was pretty bad also, and we did a country song for your life, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, now we can do a greatest hits album. because we got another one. Back then, what was the country song all about?
I forgot. We've already done it.
Yeah, we've done it once for her.
I think it was, so my husband had fallen off a ladder in our house and like completely ripped it. Like, the injury to his knee was the worst than a sports medicine athlete had seen on any athlete, like, or a sports medicine doc had seen on any athlete. So he had to have like 2 surgeries. I was in the thick of like postpartum depression. It was really bad. My mom had fallen off the deck in our backyard and broke her back. Like, it was just, that's probably when it all started, honestly. It kicked it off, but it was just a myriad of things. And then we had a little lull, and now we're back for season 2.
Okay. So it was time, as you keep telling us over and over and over again, we joked in here, like, Cassie's life is like a country song. I mean, it's tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, right? So we turned it over to the musician in studio, Mikey!
Yay!
Right, you remember Mikey's previous work on SoundCloud?
How many rice is in a bowl of rice? Oh, how many rice is in a bowl of rice? Less than 1 million, so cut the price. It's almost like a contraceptive device. In other words, no, it's not nice. So I'm raising the bar to a new height. I'm staring down the sights, taking out any motherfucker who can't recite the Bill of Rights. Cause in
my all right, off the album entitled Fever Dream.
Yeah, banger after banger over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as we know, Cassie's been having a tough go of it. And I've been tasked with making a country song for her. I think it would help to... You sent me an email with all the bad things going on in your life. Can we just run through the email real quick?
Yes.
We're going to be here a while.
Now, should we let the song speak for itself, or do we need to go over
it? Let the song.
I think you go ahead and give the details out. Yeah.
Mom died. House flooded. Insurance ignoring us. 2 ceilings caved in. Wedding dress ruined. Mortgage went up $300 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Got to pay $3,000 water bill for a non-house-related city pipe break.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yep.
Got to pay $2,000 vehicle tax on the camper, even though it's not a vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this pissed me off. I'm sorry. Right quick, in this state, we have to pay vehicle ad valorem taxes or whatever. My RV is not a vehicle. It is just a tin box, but because the state of Georgia counts it as a vehicle. I have to pay taxes on it. It's a random $2,000 bill out of nowhere. I'm like, kick a woman while she's down.
It's just one thing after the other after the other.
So me and Tommy got into the lab and we cooked up this little number here.
Which is perfect for you because you're kind of, I mean, country is your thing.
Yeah, right? And I'm a scientist.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, Mikey, first thing I think of Mikey, you look at his car and he's got this big W sticker on his bumper for Waylon Jennings. And I'm like, what Waylon Jennings would the show know? And I thought, the theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. Remember, just two good old boys.
Yeah.
That was Waylon Jennings back in the day. So we took that, wrote a song to it, and Mikey is the singer of this.
Cassie's got bad luck. Lord, what she's been through. It wasn't long ago we wrote a song for the show, and now here's part two. Cassie's mom died, and her house flooded too. Her wedding dress is ruined, and that really got her stewing. She don't know what to do.
Nice.
Still got a mortgage to pay. Can't live in your house, Cass. And the payment went up about $300. Time for a match and some gas. Oh, but that's not all. Two ceilings, they did fall. A city pipe bust, it's enough to make you cuss. $3,000 ain't small. Chad and mashed out the beer. That's when you flew the coop. Insurance company knows that you're cursed, so they've been avoiding you. Will Cassie's bad luck change? Just have to wait and see. It looks like RV living is given indefinitely. I forgot to mention that I'm a hell of a singer. Classically trained.
The work speaks for itself, man. The work speaks for itself. Cass, is there anything? I know that you have reached out to people to actually like smudge your life. Yes. There's got to be something that can be done.
They don't email me back. For real. But so here's what I do need. I am desperate. Please send me your Etsy witch. I think, Abby, you've called them Etsy witch. Your Etsy witch recommendations. If you have an energy healer.
Wait. What's an Etsy witch?
An Etsy witch is something that Gen Zers have been paying for good luck. Like the most recent viral sensation was this influencer who got married. And she paid an Etsy witch to have good weather on her wedding day. And it was perfect.
Come on. Uh-huh. Really?
So now we've all been paying Etsy witches for good luck.
I'll take energy healers. Those are real things. But I only want recommendations because I want it to be like as real as possible, right? I don't want frauds. I'm not trying to get scammed, but I do need some kind of help because at this point it's kind of ridiculous and I'm starting to feel like maybe there's something else going on.
So you're looking for somebody that might have used something that actually worked, that wasn't a scam. You know it worked for them, so it might work for you.
Or even like if the friend paid the Etsy witch for a clear wedding day and the weather was good, send her on over. I'll give her a shot. Let's go.
All right, yep. Tommy.
We can always reach out to Renee's colleague, Tim. Now, he has moved to Ohio, but we would have to fly him in. But remember, we had him in, and he did this thing. He works with chakras and energy and can clear houses and all that kind of stuff. But Kristen, he had me hold my hand against Kristen's face, and it was hot. I could feel it. And then he did this
where he's
pulling
things.
Stuff off of her. And then I put my hand up there, and it was cool as a cucumber.
I remember this guy.
So this guy was the real deal.
I don't recall this guy.
Yeah, he came in studio and cleansed our energy, and he actually had to start using two hands for me. And he said there was something like there was a dark cloud or something around
me. Yeah, let's fly the guy in next week if he's available.
I'll reach out. I don't know if he could come in next week, but I'll reach out.
Need it.
We're all desperate. We're all completely desperate. All right. Well done, Mikey. Well done.
You're on The Burt Show.
I was a little sad the other day. A little sad. When I realized, because Kristen was on the phone, I think, with Bart, maybe, and you guys were talking about carpooling or whatever. How did this all start?
No, I was telling you, I was sharing a story in studio about how our neighbors, we now have like a carpool schedule. So Jimmy, where he goes to school, two of the boys that live next door to us, they go to the same school. And then a little boy that lives on the other side of us goes to the same school. So instead of everybody, all three cars leaving the neighborhood at the same time, we've just started like a carpool rotation. So this week, Bart, my husband, was responsible for taking our four-year-old Jimmy to preschool. And in the car was Bart, Jimmy, Luca, Rhett, and T-Bone. So all four boys in the car. And then next week, the Pinehearts or the Croziers will have it. And they're just going to do a rotation. That way, only one family is doing carpool once every 3 weeks.
Okay. And that, I mean, you talk about a great example of it takes a village.
Yes.
There it is right there. So as I'm hearing Kristen put these details together, maybe she's talking to Bart about it or what have you, or she's telling us about it, I'm like, you know what? This is a part of my life that I never had because of this job. This job has given me, radio has given me everything in my life. It has taken some things also. I have never been able to drive my kids to school. Maybe twice their entire life. Never. So when she was telling this, I'm like, man, I'm never going to have that. Maybe I'll have it with Asa. I'll probably have it with Asa. But up until this point,
yeah,
I've never had that. So I had a suggestion that Kristen ran with, and then I backed out. or slightly backed out.
All right. Okay. So I, you know what? What I want to do is read the email that I sent, okay? So Bert had this epiphany of like, I want to experience carpool. And not just with one kid, but like a whole truckload of kids, right? So I sent an email copying my neighbors on it because obviously I want their blessing for what is a stranger driving their kids to school. And I'm like, hey, Bert would like to experience carpool drop-off for the first time. Charlotte, Melissa, are you comfortable with Bert driving your kids to school on Friday? Bart, are you comfortable with Bert driving your truck to take the kids to school on Friday? Because we don't have like a third row, right? And Bart takes the kids in his GMC truck. So Luca sits up front and then it is Jimmy, T-Bone, and Rhett who sit in the back. So there's not room for another person. So I was suggesting Bert would be at our house at 7:15. He would take the kids to school and drop them off. He then come back to our house to drop off the truck. And then he'd come back to the studio. And we would talk to Bert on the phone, like while he was, so he can give us a bird's eye view of what it's like to take four little boys to school and like deal with the carpool line at a public school, right?
So she sends that email out to everybody. And obviously she sees me on it also. And then in studio, I go, Kristen, I'm not driving. I'm like, I don't trust myself.
Everyone like, hell no.
Yeah, well, based on my driving experience and this last fender bender I got, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of lost a little confidence in driving. It was a little jarring because I absolutely never saw the car. So I'm a little reluctant right now. And then the fact that this was going to be a truck, I can barely get my Bronco around a curb without jumping the curb. The fact that it was a truck that I wasn't going to have any experience with. I'm driving kids that I don't even know in, and I'm on the phone with you guys. I'm like, no, 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 man. I am not putting these kids' lives at risk.
Dude, the panic in his face. And he was like, and I was like, oh, you'll be fine. And Bert was like, Kristen, no, seriously. Like, I'm not at all. So literally, like not even 13 minutes later after sending that email, I go, update. Bert is not comfortable driving the kids. Can he ride shotgun when the Pinehearts have carpool duty since y'all have a third row, right? He wants to talk on the phone to the studio the entire time. And just so you know how cool my neighbors are, Charlotte hits me back and she's like, LOL, of course. Yes, we have a third row, but I'm also fine with Bert driving kids.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't be.
And then Melissa, sweet Melissa, follows up and she's like, we've got a third row too, so we can fit all the kids. I'm not sure Reese will ride along, and that's her little girl who's the same age as Jimmy, but she goes to a different preschool. She's like, she wouldn't be comfortable driving with somebody she doesn't know.
Yeah. Put me in the passenger seat.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
1 second, Abby. So are you going to do this next week? Are we going to like schedule it? So because like Bart's off next week. Yeah. So it'll either be the Pinehearts or the Croziers that have like, so you will, you'll do a, oh, it's like cops when they do a ride along.
Yeah, for sure I'll do it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll
so long
it.
As I'm not the one driving. Seriously, I mean, these are kids I don't know.
Yeah.
And while be fun on the radio, I am not potentially injuring kids for a radio bit.
Okay.
So I'll be on the passenger side.
I will. We'll start the email up again. And I don't know who has rotation next week, but you will be a part of carpool next week.
I want to experience it.
Okay. Less.
Those poor kids.
Yes. I'm excited about it. These are all boys?
All boys.
Okay.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Easy breezy.
You got a preschooler, a kindergartner, and 2 second graders.
Easy breezy. Fart jokes galore.
Oh,
man.
You have no idea.
All right. Lil Nas X took more than his horse to the Old Town Road early Thursday morning because on Thursday, he was caught wandering Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, Los Angeles, practically naked. This man, if you haven't seen the footage, he's literally just wearing whitey tighties and cowboy boots.
You know what? He's got a nice ass.
That's what you're taking away from this headline?
I saw that picture and I'm like, man,
you say
that guy's got a real nice tight ass.
He's got a nice ass and I'm like, how is his mental health?
I'm like, is he okay? Doing okay?
I was thinking the same.
I was like, I wouldn't look that good.
He was walking around placing a traffic cone on his head. It was around 4 a.m., which I feel like is the witching hour. Like nothing good happens at 4 a.m.
No.
He was roaming the street. So passerbyers were obviously terrified. They called the cops. And when LAPD showed up, the report said that he charged at the officers, resulting in what police are calling a, quote, misdemeanor battery on an officer. They subdued him, and then he was taken to a hospital amidst concerns that it was actually a possible overdose.
I really do hope he's okay. Remember, this is the guy that volunteered at Burt's Big Adventure to sing for all the kids and how excited they were for that. So, I mean, we have a little bit of a personal... I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I hope he's doing okay, too. He was later booked at a jail later in the morning, but a lot of people think because he's so used to doing, like, these big publicity stunts and these big things to get people's attention, they're wondering maybe it wasn't drug related and they just kind of threw that out there like, we're going to hospitalize you because we wonder if this is drug related. Maybe it wasn't. Then they're like, okay, because you have a misdemeanor, we're going to put you in jail. But really, this is all just to maybe get some hype around a new song that he's putting out? Question mark.
Oh, we'll just have to wait and see if there is like a publicity stunt behind it, or it might have been a medical emergency.
That would be pretty low.
Yeah. I don't know if that would...
I mean, because he's not the one saying like, I'm having a problem. People are assuming that, right?
Yes.
Maybe.
It's all an assumption.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about Donny Osmond?
Yes!
You've been waiting days.
Well, I've been pushing it down the road because I'm like, it's funny because we were at such rock bottom yesterday with all the Eva stories where I'm like, why am I pulling a story about Donny Osmond just so we have something to talk about for 3 minutes?
I want to hear you tell people your age right now who Donny Osmond is.
Yes. Donny Osmond of the Osmond Brothers, who's known for his hit song "Puppy Love," with his cousin Marie.
No,
they're really good at the singing, so much so that he was really good at singing. So he put out a lot of songs, and I guess the radio didn't want to play his music. So he goes to pop legend Michael Jackson for advice. And in a recent interview that came out, Donny Osmond shared that the advice that Michael Jackson gave him was pretty offensive.
Back in 83, which is just, I think, around the time Thriller came out, Michael Jackson told me, because I asked him, Mike, how do I get back on the charts? He said, your name's Poison, Donny. You got to change your name. And it was very offensive. I mean, it was tough to hear that. But he was right. Because in 89, radio stations all across the country played my music, but didn't say my name. And they did me a favor by not saying who I was. And it became a hit. Then they found out it was me.
And then they pulled him off the charts again.
Sure. Tommy and I met Donny Osmond. On a game show.
Donny Osmond of the Osmond Brothers. I love him.
Yeah, he hosted Pyramid, and they came to boot camp, and they were having DJ week, and Bert and I both made the cut. And so we went out to L.A., and this was 2003 or 2006. So 2003.
So Donny was hosting this show and at one point got very injured while hosting the show. This is a true story. There was a contestant on the show that I guess at that time it was worth $100,000 or whatever, wins the $100,000 pyramid, jumps in Donny Osmond's arms and jacked up his back.
No way.
Yeah, he was out for a while after that.
My wife almost tackled him. My wife is the biggest Donny Osmond fan. We still have the Donny and Marie dolls in our basement in a box
that she grew up with. You are a real brag.
But she really wanted to meet him, And she went out on the floor of the taping, the show, and stopped him.
All right. So, Tommy, what would you do if I came over to your house and I went downstairs and opened up your Donnie and Marie boxes to pull out the dolls and play with them?
Oh, they're out of the box.
Oh, okay.
If only we knew back then to keep them in the box how much they'd be worth.
Yeah, they have to be out of the box so Tommy can make them make out. And do all sorts of
it was Renee's dolls. Uh-huh. Yeah. My Michael Jackson dolls are in the boxes because I know better.
Oh, what if I came over to your house and took Michael Jackson out of the box?
No. Oh, no. I wouldn't let you in my house.
Oh, no.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save